Hello there, and welcome to this interview in the Winning Writers Interview Series. My name is Daniel Hall, and I run a little site called realfastvip.com. And today I'm so happy that I have one of our author members, Paul Van. Paul, welcome to the interview. I'm so pleased that you took time out of your busy schedule to be on today's interview. What is the name of your book?
Yes, thank you for asking me, Daniel. And first of all, thank you for welcoming me to your show, because it's always empowering to do anything with you because you do a lot of great things. And the title of my book is Faith for Times Like Now, Inspiration for Daily Living.
Cool. Can you, and you, for those folks that are watching, you have a copy of the book?
I do, and here it is.
Let's see it. Nice. Hold it back a little further, closer to your face. There you go. Now we can see it. Great. Faith for Times Like Now. It sounds like the precise kind of book we need today. Wow. So let me ask you what. Well, first off, what's the book about? Let's start with that.
Oh, fantastic. And thank you for asking that question. And what Faith for Times Like Now is, Daniel, it's really a book about a hope. If we don't have hope in our lives, life is very tough. And this book is all about inspiring people to look within themselves, because that's where their greatest power resides. It's on the inside of us. But sometimes we forget that it's inside of us. And so what this book does, it reminds us to go back to our foundation, our character, our values, and to believe in something greater than ourselves. And it's different for everyone. And so what this book does, it inspires and motivates people to not forget that they were born for greatness, and it's on the inside of them. And it's all a matter of just remembering that and tapping into it on a daily basis.
Wow. Right. I'm glad I asked that question. And, you know, the really, I think, telling thing that a lot of folks watching and are listening will really understand this a little bit more if they understand your inspirations for writing it in the first place. Can you share those?
I would love to, Daniel. In fact, the inspiration for me came one day. I was dropped my children off at school. They attended a school at Andrews Air Force Base. And as I'm walking around the track, which I do every morning, I'm retired from the United States Air Force. And as I was walking around the track, I had this epiphany, and it said, write a faith book. And I looked around, write a book about faith. I've never written a book about faith before. And so I continued to walk around the track. I normally walked about 2 miles in a day. And then I just thought about it. I said, well, I've written one solo book. Then I've co-written two others. And I decided, well, I'll do this. And after I decided to write it, the next thing that came was, what would I name this book? So I went around the track again. And then it said, Faith for Times Like Now. And the reason why that particular title, Inspiration, came about is because I know a lot of people are going through a lot of challenges today, whether it's with having challenges on their job, some people not being paid enough, some people need to really reinforce themselves and go back and again look at the foundation of which they've come. Finding ways to help their family, making the family stronger. And we make our family stronger by being strong ourselves and maybe going back to school to get some more education, get a promotion at work, or even to start a business to become an entrepreneur. And that was the inspiration for it. And it's really working out well for a lot of people who actually read this book.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When you sat down to write this important book, Paul, who did you write it for? I mean, I think I heard that, but if you could put a finer point on when you sat down to actually write, who did you have in mind? Who should read this book?
Great question, Daniel. And when I first sat down to write it, I thought about people who are going through some struggles in life, going through some challenges. All too often, we hear people who are going through stress. They're depressed. A lot of people are really the workaday life. We're doing so much on our jobs that we're forgetting about self. It's a book for people also who need self-care. Self-care is very important. We do everything for everyone else on the job, for the family, and then sometimes we forget to do a something for ourselves. And that's who the book is for. It's a book about self-care and then looking at it from a spiritual standpoint and from a belief standpoint for us to always to believe in something greater than ourselves. And even if it's believing in, well, I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today, and then the day after that to be even more better than that.
Now, do you have to be a particular religious persuasion or denomination to get value from this book?
Daniel, that is the most awesome question anyone has ever asked me, and the answer is no. It's not directed towards any faith, a type of religion that a person happens to be under. It's mostly for people who have, we all have a soul inside of us. And so it's for the spiritual aspect of us reconnecting with where we came from. We all were created. We have parents, of course, that created us, but we have a creator as well. And so we want to get back to that foundation and not forgetting about ourselves. A lot of times with the things that are taking place in the world, we get lost sometimes. The news, the media, and it gets a little bit out of hand. And we're just coming back to our foundation, kind of like when we were small and we went to our grandparents' house and they sit down and just gave us a lot of wisdom. And that's really what this book is. It's having people sit down and just remembering what was that wisdom that my grandparents taught me or my parents or my guardians or my extended family. And that's really what that book really received its genesis from. It's not a certain religion.
So it sounds to me like a big part of this is essentially the book is engineered and designed to ground people. To reground them, if because they've kind of lost their way in the morass of daily life, right?
Yes.
And this kind of brings them home and grounds them. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, Daniel, I couldn't agree more because we want to look at it that we have a mind, a body, and a spirit, and we want to have them all aligned together so that we have balance in our lives, whether it's workplace balance, whether it's family balance or even community balance, but we want to be all under that mind, body, and spirit and enhancing it and strengthening it each day. So it does, in fact, ground people and it grounds them to reconnect to what they've always been so that people can learn to live with their purpose as well as their passion.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Paul. One of the other questions that I want to give people watching and or listening sort of a taste for what's in this book. Could you share like maybe your number one tip from the book that somebody could take and use to get some benefit in their life?
Absolutely. And one of the key points that I point out, Daniel, is the fact that I come from a very large family. I'm one of actually 10 children. I had five sisters. When President Kennedy was assassinated, he was stillborn. So there were 10 of us. And I'm getting people to go back to family because that's our greatest strength. It's our families. For you, Daniel, your family, everybody, a lot of people depend on you. A lot of people depend on me. And once we go back to our foundation, this is where we grow. This is where we develop. We look in the rearview mirror of life and look at what has happened. We look at where we currently are. We can't do anything about the past, but we look at where we currently are. We have no control of the future. We try to position ourselves to a certain extent, to an extent that we actually can improve our daily living. And this book is a 21 days for a person. It's stated that it takes 21 days to develop a new habit. And not necessarily that 21 days will occur. For some people, it may be longer, but at least position people to stay on that road and on that path to continue to build their faith, to build their hope, and to believe in something greater than themselves. And what we want people to believe in, we want people to believe in themselves. That's most important. That people are priceless. You can't put a price on a man or woman because it just that number, we just can't reach that number at all.
Yeah, and you know, I completely understand that. And one of the things that it sounds like with regard to your approach to more of a spiritual life is that you have a recognition that we have divinity within. That we do have a spark of the divine within us, and that's what yes. you're really reconnecting too. That's what it sounds like. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Daniel, you're right on point. In fact, what a lot of times we face in life, whether we're expecting it or not, is adversity. There are life challenges that pop up that we never expected would happen. It happened to me a little bit earlier this year in April. I'm driving home, picking up groceries. I have a class that night, an entrepreneurship class. I pick up groceries to cook for my children, two children who are 15 and 12 years old. And as I'm driving, I notice a vehicle, minivan, on the side of the road, the right shoulder road, not moving at all. And as I pass it, Daniel, it accelerates on its gas, knocks the right wheel off of my SUV, and my vehicle, SUV, flips over three times. Oh. It was adversity. I was not expecting it. I did not see it coming, literally. I did not see it coming. But through that adversity, I found out there were some good Samaritans on the highway, some people who worked in a building where the accident took place, and they came out and they dragged me out of my vehicle. And as I was going in incoming traffic, my vehicle apparently eventually stopped, and these people that I did not know pulled me out of the vehicle, and I was able to stand up and walk another day.
Wow.
So that was a little bit of adversity for me on April 2nd earlier this year. And I went through a lot of rehab, something I didn't expect. My vehicle was paid for, Daniel. I was not happy that I have to purchase a new car, but I did. But I'm still alive, and I'm still standing to this day. And so it takes us on that journey where when we do encounter adversity in our lives, that we'll be able to overcome it from within. And that divinity you talked about before as us being a part of the divine, and of course, being a part of the universe as well.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way to end our discussion here, Paul, and this sort of mini interview that we have for folks. But I do want to end with this.
Sure.
This is an important book that I commend people watching and or listening to check out. Where can people go buy your book, Paul?
Well, first of all, Daniel, thank you for asking me. And people can purchase it in a couple of locations, but the number one is at Amazon.com, and they can find it under the title Faith for Times Like Now, or under my name, Paul Lawrence Van. Or they can go to my website, and they'll find the book there. That's www.paulvanspeaks.com, and they can find it there. And it's really been a book that's changed my life and the life of the readership as well.
Yeah, and as I said, I want to. If you resonate with the message and really resonate with Paul's approach, as we've sort of talked about today, then I'm going to encourage you to go grab this book right now. And once again, thank you, Paul, for taking the time to chat with the folks that watch the Winning Writers interview series. And go grab the book right now.
And Daniel, thank you so much. And I want everyone to understand that Daniel Hall is a man who transforms individuals as well as businesses. Join his Real Fast VIP program like I have, and it will really transform your life. It will manifest in something great, increase your revenue, your lead generation, and everything else. Daniel Hall does it all. Thank you so much for it, Daniel, and thank you for this being on this interview as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying those very kind things about Real Fast VIP. Just so folks know, you are a realfastvip.com member. So you speak from experience. And my other question with regard to that is, if somebody is looking at the program, considering the program, hasn't yet made the decision whether it's right for them or not, what would you tell them, Paul?
Daniel, what I would tell people who are interested or kind of on the fence for joining Real Fast VIP is that they would receive a comprehensive and all-encompassing program. You receive so much content that you can actually use and apply in your business. And I know it's going to make a difference because it's real time. And one thing about Daniel Hall and his program, he brings on the best of the best. And that speaks for itself, because I see it every time that each week, in fact, he has so many amazing people who come on who are leading amazing businesses. And you should not, for you all who are on the fence or considering joining, join. because it will make a tremendous difference in your entrepreneurship and your business and generating that revenue so that you can be a success as many of people in the Real Fast VIP are. And that's what I highly recommend.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it. And as I think I said before we went online, my wife thanks you. My children thank you. My dog thanks you. And I thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for saying those very kind things. And go grab Paul's book right now. It's a great read that you will enjoy and that also will change your life if you actually implement it. So go grab it right now. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a great day, and I appreciate everything. Thank you so much.